we've heard basically everything from folks here at the Pentagon except a confirmation on what these reports are. What Jeff Morrell, the press secretary here, is telling us is that the administration will make what he calls a major adjustment to the European Missile Defense Plan. The plan, as it was pitched under the Bush administration, was to put interceptor rockets in Poland and a radar system in the Czech Republic. Russia was absolutely livid over this plan, that the prospect of having U.S. rockets on land so close to its own territory was basically unacceptable. As you mentioned, that had really frayed relations with Russia. The Obama administration's been trying to thaw that chill a little bit. Now, what we're being told here is that there will be a big change. Morrell says it's partly because the U.S. has decided that Iran is not as focused on putting to use these long-range missiles for which this system was originally developed. As he put it, while the threat is developed, so too has American technology. The Czech prime minister has said the president talked with him and told him that this plan will be scrapped. We're going to be hearing from Defense Secretary Gates and the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General James Cartwright, coming up at a briefing here in the Pentagon in about an hour and a half.
And what's the international reaction been to this? What does the Czech Republic say?
You know, the Czech Republic was behind the plan to actually have the radar system. There wasn't all that much comment if indeed the plan is scrapped. What we're hearing from allies in Europe is that it's a positive step. That was the quote from the new head of NATO in Europe. We're hearing from folks through the Russian media saying that this is going to help American relations with Russia, that this may indeed be intended to bring the U.S. and Russia closer in cooperating over what to do as far as sanctions go with Iran's nuclear program. You know, we've heard from some people on the street in the Czech Republic saying that they're happy that this won't be built on their soil, that they weren't really all that behind it in the first place. As you can expect, I'm sure the reaction is going to grow quite loud in the hours after any kind of announcement actually does come.
Well, I think members of Congress will have something to say about this, and there were some that were concerned about any sort of, you know, de-escalation of defense missile systems, and part of that comes in the 2010 budget proposal. So how will they react to this?
You know, immediately after this news started moving this morning, we got a statement from Senator John Kyle's office, a Republican from Arizona. He calls the decision as if it's done, saying if this is the decision, it's dangerous and short-sighted. He said basically this not only downplays what the threat is from Iranian long-range missiles, he says it goes back to the days when Eastern Europe was considered Russia's domain. And he said that has to be not only a disappointment but really a warning to the people of Eastern Europe that the U.S. is essentially turning its back on them in favor of appeasing Moscow and trying to make those relations a little bit better.
And what about that long-range missile system with Iraq? I mean, Iran. What proof do we have, or are they offering any proof that they are in fact not developing this fully?
And you know, that's been the debate here, and fairly recently, General Cartwright, who again is the Marine general who's the number two ranking officer in the U.S. military, and he's essentially considered the Pentagon's expert on the technicality of missile defense and space defense and things. He recently suggested that the U.S. may really be underestimating just how long it is going to take Iran to develop long-range missiles. But to get back to what Jeff Morrell told us earlier this morning, that while the Iranian threat has developed, so too has American technology. He didn't get any more into detail than that. Again, we're going to hear from General Cartwright this morning to see if he still has those same concerns and really what perhaps was behind this decision, if indeed the decision is to scrap the shield entirely.
And we're talking this morning to Sagar Magani. He's Associated Press correspondent at the Pentagon, talking about this news that we're expecting to hear about 10:30 this morning. There's a press conference scheduled at 10:30. Is that when this news is going to drop?
Yes, that's when we're going to hear from Secretary Gates and from General Cartwright.
And then following up on that, you know, is there any concern, I think, on this end, just about, you know, the idea that, you know, the administration talked early on about entering into some sort of conversations with Iran, that there may have been some sort of conversation at some level at the State Department that came to this conclusion?
What the situation has been with this administration, again, it was a Bush administration plan to do this. That's when the issue really began with Russia. The Obama administration came in and really since then has never sounded enthusiastic about going forward with this plan. The president said he would study it. He would look at what the implications were as they tried to figure out what was happening with Iran. There's no question the politics with Russia are going to have to play some role in that. As far as the diplomacy goes, my guess would be, based on past briefings here, that Secretary Gates will stay very, very far away from touching on that implication here. We can expect at the State Department briefing later today to really perhaps get into the nuts and bolts of that. What we expect to hear later today is perhaps some of that evidence that you mentioned, that is that Iranian threat of a long-range launch, not perhaps what it was cracked up to be earlier on.